Blog Talk Radio.
God day and welcome to another Reigning with God. I am your host, Keith Russell Lee, and I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced that you have decided to join me on this glorious day. Now, I'm excited about all that God is doing. Let me just share this, folks. Please do me a favor, share this with someone. You know, forward it, email it, whatever that you can. Just simply download it, and you can be able to share this with others. I have an ambitious goal, and the Lord dropped this into my spirit. What if I can touch 1 billion people in the world? What if I can be able to have a voice that reaches and touches for the glory of God to empower and equip individuals to live powerfully? Can you help me with that goal? I think you can. And listen, also be a faith partner with me, okay? And you can go to my website, krlm.org, and I'm going to share more with you about that later on. But let's get into the series. I've been dealing with the series. If you're new, I'm Keith Russell Lee. I'm the Senior Minister and Spiritual Director of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment in Washington, D.C. area and also in Philadelphia. We're primarily online, and we have services monthly. And, you know, it's an untraditional ministry. And I am also a best-selling author and other things. You can check it out on the website. But this series is dealing with you have everything you need within you. Everything you need is within you. And I'm looking at the spiritual faculties or the inner spiritual dynamics that God has given us. A lot of times we're always saying, God, I need, Lord, bless me, when the reality is that we already have what we need. You know, that was a revelation that came to me in my life. You know, it was like, oh, God, I'm needing, not realizing that through these spiritual dynamics already inside of us. Man, as we already talked about, the idea of faith, he says that he has given to each one the measure of faith. Folks, we've got all the faith that we need to move mountains already. And so we've been looking at this idea of love today, this inner spiritual dynamic of love yesterday and today. That's what I'm dealing with. And I want you to go to your Bibles. I want you to be able to go with me to 1 Corinthians 13 as I continue describing what love is, okay? Now, I also want to go back now and share, and if you get a chance, go back and listen to the other podcasts on this. But I do want to share by definition what love is. Love is the unifying force of all of life. It is that which creates harmony, oneness, and unity. God is love. And again, it is the force that creates harmony, unity, and oneness. Everything that we say we love, it's about creating a harmony, a unity, and a oneness. I love my wife. I love my husband. I love my children. I love my community. I love my church. We're saying is that I am in unity, oneness, and in harmony with that individual, those individuals, that community, whatever it may be. When we talk about love, it's a coming together. And if there's no harmony, if there's no oneness, if there's no unity, guess what? There is no love. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 13 as Paul describes this idea of love to us. And I've already, yesterday, and I shared the first four verses where he talks about basically, you know, if he spoke in tongues and did all these things of men and angels, but yet have not love, he's nothing more than a tinkling cymbal. He's just making a bunch of noise, right? If you know, we can play a lot of the religious games. We can be able to put on all these wonderful faces, but if we are not operating in love, it means absolutely nothing. Matter of fact, Jesus declared that as Christians, as people of faith, we are known not because we carry a title, not because we sing in the choir or serve in our churches or do all these religious things, but he says that we are known by the love we have for one another. He says that's how they will know we are Christians, by the unity, the oneness, the harmony that we have. And let's break that down, the harmony, oneness, and unity in our home. Because guess what? I can't love the world in if I'm in my home is a war zone. I can't demonstrate love to the world at large if those that are closest to me, I cannot love or I am not loving. But listen here, 1 Corinthians 13, and I'm reading from the King James today again. Verse 4, it says, love or charity suffereth long. Charity, love, suffereth long. And I talk about that being patience. Love is patient. And I'm telling you, I'm learning that to love someone is to be patient with someone. As I shared, you got to be patient with yourself and you got to be patient with others. You know, a lot of times we point the fingers and we say, oh, people are not where they're supposed to be. And, oh, you know, only if they would be where I am. But as I've discovered, sometimes I'm the one that needs to grow and to expand. And even though I'm looking at them, the issue is with me. You know, in the Baptist church, we'd say, can I get a witness somebody, right? So love is patient. Love is kind. Love is kind. Love is kind. And I want to say that one more time. Love is kind. You know, we can't be mean-spirited and say that we love. Well, I'm just keeping it real. Well, thank you for keeping it real. But when I'm in love, I can be able to share in kindness. We're going to see later on. He says it's not rude. It's not all of that. No, it is not that nice, nasty that we try to portray that we do in that we declare. Remember, I told the story about yesterday about what one of my friends and myself, I've learned, you know, you say these little nice, nasty things about people and you just keeping it real, right? Well, love is kind. I've discovered that even a gentle answer can turn away wrath, as the psalmist declares, as the Proverbs declare, rather. You know, and so look, I've discovered that, you know, when somebody is angry, somebody is coming at you, and I mean, if you minister kind words to them, they'll stop and look at, why aren't you retaliating? And they'll realize that, hey, maybe I am out of line. Has that ever happened to you? I know it has happened to me before. So kind, love is kind. Love envieth not. Charity envieth not. Love envies not. You know, if I love you, I don't have to envy you. There is no competition. I talk about the nature of my former marriage, where we two bright professional people, and it seemed that we were always in competition with each other. You know, incredible individual, PhD from Northwestern, an incredible person, doing a lot of incredible things. But when we were together, it was like, man, I mean, hey, things are happening for me. Then, you know, she would get upset. And, you know, it was like always, you know, like we're competing. Love, you don't compete with the other person. Love is like, I'm happy for you. And guess what? Because I believe this. I ultimately believe, like that old song that says, what God has for me, it's for me. I don't have to envy anybody. I don't have to be in competition with anybody. If it's love, then there is no competition. You know, if you are envious of someone else and of what they have, and you are saying you're in relationship with them in love, it's not. I've seen that in terms of sibling rivalry. I've seen that in regards to friends. As I shared my marriage, folks, it's not about envy. Love cannot envy. Look, check this out. Love does not vaunt itself. It is not puffed up. It is love is not, it does not vaunt itself. It's not puffed up. It's not arrogant. It's not all about me, and it's not full of pride. Wow. You know, and think about it. Oh, you're so lucky to be with me. Aren't you lucky that I'm in your life? You know, is that love? Where would you be without me? Is that love? And that could be in a relationship with a person. That could be within regards to children. That could be in regards to, you know, business. You know, if I've got to lord over someone, if I've got to build myself up at the expense of someone else, that is not love. You know, and this happens a lot, that people will build themselves up at the expense of others. Wow. You know, if you've got to do that and remind people of where they were and what they're not, their family, their background, their mistakes, all of those things, what does that really say? Well, let me continue to go on. I'm excited today, as you can see, and a little bit preachy. But he says that it does not behave itself unseemly. Well, you know what? Let me do this. I have to stop here because my time is running. My time is running here. This is going to be the third part of this tomorrow, okay, because I am running out of time, and I really want to really deal with these next few verses. But we're talking about love, and this is who you are, the essence of your being. So let me just say this in review, that you are love, the unifying force of all of life that creates harmony, oneness, and unity. This description of love in 1 Corinthians 13 shares that of harmony, unity, and oneness with others. And I'm going to get into these other verses tomorrow. But listen, until next time, this is Keith Russell Lee saying live with empower. Go to my website, check it out, and krlm.org. And please consider being a partner with us in Keith Russell Lee Ministries as we change the world. Until next time, live with faith and power. Continue to create that phenomenal life. Bye now.